Zog de Gemara daf peites omid aleph. We'll start again. Peches omid beis. Around 15 lines from the bottom by the two dots. V'om Reb Shuv ben Levi b'shosh ola Moshe l'morim. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the Torah, Omru malachi ha'shalot lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The malachim told the Eibishter, Yiboyne sheloilam, ma'u lo yilui d'isha b'neinu. What is a person born from a woman doing amongst us? Omalen. So the Eibishter answered, back, lekabel Torah bo. He came to accept the Torah. So the Malachim told the Eibishter, Chamuda Gnuza, you have this treasure. Shegnuza lecha chameyos v'shivim v'alba doiris. It's treasured for 974 doiris prior to Brias Olam, Kodim Shenivra Olam. Atem evakesh litna lebosav edom. You want to give it to a person made out of flesh and blood? My enosh kisis gereno uven odom kisif gedeno. Like Rashi says, Hashem Adonai Mo'ad Shimcha b'chol ha'oretz. Your name is already exalted in the land. So, Tnohoitcha l'Hashemayim. So, Mo'ad Shimcha b'chol ha'oretz Tnohoitcha l'Hashemayim. Leave it over here in Shemayim. In the Oretz, your name is already is Ade Harbe. So, it's not right to give your hoit to the Bnei Oretz. Omar lo yikodesh b'chol ha'Moshe. So, the Eibishter Moshe Rabbeinu, Hachsela and Tshuva, answer them. So Moshe Rabbeinu told the Eibishter, "Misyorani, I'm fearful. Shema yisrafuni behevel shabepiem. They'll burn me with the hevel that's coming out of their mouth." Omaloi. So the Eibishter told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Achoyz bikise kvoidi. Hold on to my kise akovid. V'chazal and tshuva, and then rebuke them, answer them. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, mi achoyz pnei kise parshasaz olav anonoi." Like Rashi says, it's Nutriken Parshasaz. Piresh Shakai Miziv Shkinosai Olov. So that's how you will be protected. Omalafon of Ribbono Shel Olam, so Moshe Rabbeinu turned to the Eibishter and he said, Torah Atanoisenli, the Torah that you're about to give me, Maksiba, what's written in it? So the Eibishter said, Onoich Hashem Alekecha, the first Dibra, Asher Tzesichem Eretz Mitzrayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu turned to the Malachim and he told them, Omalen, Limitzrayim Yiradetem, did you go down to Egypt, the Fari Ishtabaretem, were you enslaved by Paroi? So Torah Loma Tehelochem, so why should it go to you? The first Dibra is not relevant to you. Asher Tzesichem Eretz Mitzrayim is not even talking about you. Shuv Maksibay, Moshe Rabbeinu turned to the Eibishter, what else is written in it? Lo Yielecha Elohim Achayim. So you're not allowed to have idols. So Moshe Rabbeinu turned to the Malachim. Ben amim atem shruyin, are you living amongst Gentile nations? Sho oivdin avodah zarah, daf peites omid aleph, the oivdah avodah gelulim, the oivdah avodah zarah. So why is it relevant to you, the pasuk of lo yielecha elohim acherim al ponai? Zok di gemara daf peites, shuv maksiv bo, Moshe Rabbeinu turned to the Eibishter and asked him what else is written in it. Zochas yom shabbat lekatshoi. So Moshe Rabbeinu turned to the Malachim, Klumatim Oisim Malacha, do you work 6 days a week? Shatem Tzichin Shvus, they have to be Shoibis on Shabbos? Shuv Maksiba, what else is written in it? Loi Sisa, you know how to say Hashem's name in vain. So he told them, Masu Matin Yesh Benechem, do you have business dealings that you might come to swear in vain? Shuv Maksiba, Kabris Abicha Vesimecho. Ave Eim Yesh Lachem. So he turned to the Malachim and said, do you have parents? That is relevant to you, the pasuk of Kabbalah Savicha Vesimecha. And this was Gufa, what they tied it to him, Mayelud Isha Beinenu. This is Gufa, the reason why it doesn't go to them. Because Yelud Isha is the reason why Torah is relevant to the people living on the Oretz. Because Yelud Isha is relevant to the pasuk of Kabbalah Savicha Vesimecha. Punkt verkehrt. Shuv Maksibo, what else is written? Lo Yisir Tzach Lo Yisinaf Lo Yisignoiv. So he turned to them, he said, Kine yesh b'neichem, do you have jealousy amongst one another? Yetzari yesh b'neichem. So it's all not relevant to you. And like the Mashal explains, the Malachim tainted that Sisrei Torah is not relevant to mankind. Avada they can learn Sisrei Torah, but they're not going to get and delve to the depth of the oimik of Sisrei Torah, which only Malachim can comprehend. The Maisa Mekover, the Sisrei Torah told us off. So if it's not relevant to you, on that, Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, you have to be Meshach Shaykh to the Nigla, to the Mitzvah Maisiyos. If Mitzvah Maisiyos is not negated to you, then the fact that you're more connected to Sisrei Torah doesn't mean the Torah goes to you. Pacham Veloshner writes on this Gemara Gufa, he says, we see over here, Sisrei Torah alone, it doesn't have a kiyum. It has to be only with the Nigla, only with the mitzvahs maisis, only with the shas and shulchan aruch. If someone is a mekubel and a halzach for a mekubel, ob es nishna tamat chacham, and he does no shas and poiskim and dal tchak and shulchan aruch, and he gives brachas as a mekubel, but he can't make a mishaberach. So then obviously that's nothing. The ikke is the sister Torah only has a kiyum with the nigla, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu's taina was, that it's relevant to us, even though the sister Torah we might not be as advanced as the malachim, but sister Torah on its own don't stand, don't have a makom. Zog the Gemara. So what happened after that? Miyad hoydu loy laKadosh Baruch Hu. They were murdered to the Eibishter, because it says in the Pasuk, Shenemar, Hashem Adonenu Mo'ad Shimcha, B'chol HaOretz. But it doesn't say anymore after that, Bilu Tuna Hoitcha L'Shamayim Loiksev. It doesn't say Tuna Hoitcha L'Shamayim, to leave the Torah with the Malachim. Leave it in Shamayim. Zog the Gemara, Miyad Kol Echot Ve'Echot Nase Loi Oyev. Every one of the Malachim became an Oyev to Moshe Rabbeinu. Umosa loy dover, and they gave him over a secret. Shenemar olisa lemorim shavisa shevi lekachto matonois baodom. That you took matonois. What does it mean? You took matonois. Bisrael shekrucha odom, because they called you yeludi isha lekachto matonois. That's your zecher to matonois that they gave you. And af malach hamoves mosaloy. Malach hamoves also gave him a secret. What was the secret? Zog the Gemara, Av Malach HaMoves Mosel Ledovo, Shenemar, Vayitin is Akteris Vayichaper La'om. It says in Parshas Korach, that Aaron took the Akteris to stop the Magefa, he Vayamed Ben HaChaim Ben HaMesim. So there was a Kapora that he knew how to stop the Gzeira. How did he know this? Vayamed Ben HaMesim Ben HaChaim, Ilav the Omelim Mihava Yoda. Obviously, the Abishah didn't tell him this, because the Abishah gave the Gzeira of Hiroimu, Bitoichaid of Achala Oysim Koroga. They'll be destroyed. So how did he know to stop the Magefa? Zok the Gemara, must be the Malach HaMoves gave him over the remedy how to stop a Magefa with the Keteris. Zok the Gemara, of Omer Shul ben Levi, B'shosh Yorad Moshe B'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Moshe Rabbeinu left the Eibishter with the Torah, Bo Sotan V'Omer Lefonov, the Sotan told, ask the Eibishter, Yiboyne Shalolim, Teiron Heichon Hi, where's the Torah? Omer Loi, so the Eibishter said back, Nesati L'Oretz, I gave it to the Oretz. So Tosfos writes about Bavarans, Vim Tomar, Vichy Sotan Lavi Yoda Matan Torah, the Sotan did not know about Matan Torah. It was well known. So Tosfos Vie Shloimar, Damrin Bemedush, the fun of Yelech, Dover, Shetir Da Kodesh Baruch, the Malach HaMoves, Bishas Matan Torah. The Eibishter got rid of the Malach HaMoves at the time of Matan Torah, Shloi Katreg Loimar, that he shouldn't be a Makatrik and say, Ume Shasida Lachter, that a woman that's going to be choit in the chet ha'egel, l'sof mem yoyim be'egel, atenois l'matera, for them you're giving the Torah, v'hu Satan, v'hu Malach HaMoves, and the Satan is the Malach HaMoves, and the Abish was matched with the Malach HaMoves, so he was matched with the Satan, and that's found in this Gemara, that the Satan asked, where is the Torah? Now the Pella is, that we saw before, that the Satan, even the Malach HaMoves, gave him over a Sodus. Zog the Gemara, Af Malach HaMoves Mosel Dover. He gave him the remedy for a Magefa, the Keteris. So he knew that he received the Torah. There was first the Malachim Tainet, Mali Ludisho, and they agreed, and they said that yes, Ma'ad Shimcha B'chol HaOretz, and they did not say Tzna Hoitcha, and they even gave him Matonois, and the Malach HaMoves gave him Matonois. So how could the Malach HaMoves not know about it? It's Pelim Neuvei. Tosfos says that the Satan, the Malach HaMoves, was Nitrat. But the Gemara Gufa says that the Malach HaMoves was there and he gave Matonus to Moshe Rabbeinu. So he knew about the Matan Torah. So what's his question of Terin Heicheni? So the Mashal explains, yes, the Satan Taka knew. And the Satan gave Matonus, and the Malach HaMoves gave Matonus. And he told him about the Magefa, how to stop a Magefa, the remedy with the Keteris. But his question was that after you gave it, it's not roi for the oretz. Why? Because Torah is aruka me'eretz mido. Torah is not able to be in the oretz. It's ein amuot machzikas amarubo. The oretz is too small. Torah is aruka me'eretz mido. And that's why the Eibishter sent him go down to the oretz, and he was searching where could it be, where could it have a kiyum in the oretz if after all it's aruka me'eretz mido. So again, zog the Gemara, he went to the Oretz. Amar loy, so the Oret said back, Elokim hevin darko. Elokim hevin darko. Meaning that the Eibishter knows where on the Oretz it can have a kiyum. So halach etzel yam, don't come to me, you have to go to the Eibishter. So halach etzel yam, so he went to the yam, and he asked the yam, after all, it's a chova, meaning yam too, so where is it? So Amar loy, so the yam told him, any modi, after all, you're right. It's chover mina yam, and it can't be by me either. Holochet so tohaim, he went to the depth of the ocean, the tohaim, omaloi, and he told him the same thing. Ain't be the tohaim told the malacham of us, the sultan, I don't have the tari either. I can't hold it either. Shenema tohaim omar loi be he v'yam omar any modi. Zog the gemara avdoin v'movis omru. He went to Gehenim. Gehenim is very large, so maybe he could hold it. Bozneinu shamanu shimo, meaning we heard about it, but we didn't receive it. We heard about the Kabbalah Satera. So he went back to the Eibishter, the Satan, and he told him, Ribbono shel Olam, chipasti b'chol oretz v'lo mitzasiyo. I searched and looked all throughout the land, and I didn't find it. So where was it in this Kabul? Where was it given? Omaloi lechetzel ben Amram, go to Moshe Rabbeinu, holechetzel Moshe v'omaloi, teirish enosan lucha kodesh boruchu echoni, where is the Torah? There can't be a king by you. Omaloi, so Moshe Rabbeinu said, v'chima ani, shenosan liya kodesh boruchu Torah. Who am I? You tell me it's mine? It's not my Torah. Omaloi kodesh boruchu le Moshe, Moshe badoi ato. That's a sheker. Of course I gave it to you. Omaloi fonam, so Moshe Rabbeinu said back, t'chibayinu shaloylam, you have this treasure that you mishtasheh b'chol yoim, and you're telling me that it became mine. Ani achzik tovel atzmi. I'm going to say I'm going to mekabel the Torah. After all, it's not for me. It's only because I held on to the kisei hakovod I had a tshuva for the malachim, and even when I received it, it wasn't for me. It was for Klal Yisrael, my rosho. So it's not me. Since you're not machzik Torah for yourself and you're so humble, so tikore al shemecha, the Torah will be called after you. Teras Moshe, shenemar zichu teras Moshe avdi. So it's called Teras Moshe because of his humility. Zok the Gemara v'om epshuven Levi b'shosh ala Moshe l'morim. When Moshe Rabbeinu came up to the Eibishter to receive the Torah, motzal haKodesh Baruch Hu sheikoshe ksorim la'oisiyos. He saw the Eibishter was making tagim. Tag him on the Oisius. And Rashi explains what the tag him are. Kigoin harach damrinim fel kaboina. Tag the kuf legabe reish. By the kuf, it's towards the left, towards the reish. V'chein shatnes gads. Shatnes gads. These letters. Shin ayin tes nun zayin. Gimel endetzadi. Shetzirin kol ois gimel ziyunim. They have to have like a crown. Kere amrinon. Roish hazayin nimtach liyaminu lismoil. Begagoy ma'at. V'chein roish shin. Hasmoli. So they have a crown going to the right, going to the left, and going straight up in the middle. And likewise, the shin, hasmoli, goes towards the left. V'chein kol roshei sheva oisa alolu b'chol mokim she'ein. They have tagim. And the tagim is taka the soides ha-Torah. And that's taka what the Eibishter was doing. He was writing the ksorim on these oisius. And the Gemara Menachos says that the Bakiva was doirish tila shal alochis from the tagim. So that tagim not just is nister, it's also nigla, tila tilim shal alochas. Omaloi. So the Eibishter told Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, ain shalom birecha. Why didn't you say shalom? That's the normal way where you come from. The norm is not to say shalom. You didn't say shalom. Omalafon of Moshe Rabbeinu told the Eibishter, klum yesh eved shenoyis and shalom l'rabbi. I'm an eved. An eved can't say shalom to his rebbe, to his master. He's not worthy to say shalom to his master. There has to be Amos Rabbi that he's even fearful to say shalom. Oh my Lord, so the Eibishter said, Hoya l'chol la'azreini. You should have wished me, Zok Rashi, loy ma'tislach melachtecho. Should be matzliach in the melacha of writing the tagim. Miyad, so Moshe said this taka, and he told the Eibishter, Oh my Lord, va'ato yigdam no'koyach Hashem kasha dibarto. Kasha dibarto, like you said, that la'azreini, to say atzlocha titzach melachtecha, so that's yigdal no koyach Hashem kashe dibarto, like you said that's what I should have said. Zog the Gemara v'om Reb Shuvan Levi ma'idich siv v'yara om kiboishes Moshe. They saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was late, so to speak. in coming down from Har Sinai. So what's the lashon of boshesh? Boshesh. Why didn't you just say you came late? Zog maltikri boshesh. Elo bo ushesh. The sixth hour came. What's happened to the sixth hour? Shebeshosh ala Moshe. When Moshe Rabbeinu went Har Sinai, Lamoroim, Omelani Yisrael, he told Klal Yisrael, L'soif aboim yoim b'tchila sheish. At the end of 40 days, at the beginning of the sixth hour, Ani bo, I'll be back. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu's intention was 40 yomim shleimim with the nights. But the day that he went up to Har Sinai, the night already elapsed. It was already over Halaylo. So they thought that it was Yom HaBoim with the day that he left. So they were off by a day. Their calculation, they counted the day he left, but Moshe Rabbeinu meant it shleimim, so it only started the next night. So L'Soif HaBoim Yom, according to their cheshbon, at the end of 40, so when 6 hours elapsed, so Bas Sotan V'Yivavas Oilam, the Sotan came, and he was Ma'ariv of the Oilam, he made Choshech V'Afelo, and he made Anonim and Arofel, so they should show appear as if Moshe Rabbeinu died. There's a Nirvuvia in the Welt. And Omelan, so he told them, Moshe Rabchom Heichanu. He asked them, where's Moshe Rabbeinu? Omru Loise Chaisol told the Satan, Olan Amorim, he went up to get the Torah. Omelan, so the Satan tried to get them to bring the eagle, and he told them, Bo Sheish, what do you mean he went up? He's supposed to come back? It's already past the sixth hour. Is this man that he made up is already elapsed? They weren't sure because they themselves were misupik about this man, about when it's supposed to start the next day or the day only afterwards, the Mashal says. So the Gufa, they were misupik. So they weren't a mashgiach on him. So Herland Mus Mitosai, then he showed them an image of Moshe Rabbeinu in the Shemayim, in a Mita, as if he was Nifter. So if that caused them to make an egel, they needed a manik, they needed a leader. So Meila Vahainu de Ka'amrele, and that's what they told Aaron, Kizem Moshe Ish, meaning Kizem Moshe Ish Loyedanu Mehoiloi. They pointed, Kizem Moshe Ish, meaning they showed, look, this image of him being Nifter. We don't know what happened to him. And that brought about the egel. The Rivon makes a cheshbon and tells us that the Yom Aliyah was, yes, part of the minyan, just the amount of hours that elapsed from that day had to be nishlam in the day of Arboim afterwards. And that was the cheshbon that they were off by. Zok the Gemara v'ayta omelei ha'umer rabbonon Rav Kahana, mi shmi'aloch mai Har Sinai. Do you have an understanding? Did you hear a pshat? Why is it called Har Sinai? Omalei har shenasa by nisim Yisrael. It's a mountain that nisim, and miracles occurred to Klal Yisrael. After all, it was Parchan Ishmason, and they got Tchias HaMeisim, Telshat Tchia. Omalei. So, if that's the case, so he told him, if so, Sahani Soy Mi Boile, it should be called Hani Soy, not Har Sinai, the Num before the Samach. Elo, Zogdemora, Hashanasa, Simon Toiv Lisol, it was a mountain that was a Simon Toiv, Simon, Samach Yud Mem Nun, so it's Sinai. It's a har that a simon was given to Klal Yisrael. The Ben Yoyod says, because Lucha Shnius, it's over there, it says Toiv, so that's the simon Toiv. Al Kapon Effect of Gemara, they told him back, Har Simnoi Mi Boilei. Oibidoi, it should be called Har Simnoi, not Har Sinai. Omalei, so they answered back, My time Elo Shchichas Kamei, De Rapop Ravuna Breda Avishua, De Maile Bagarato. You should be listening to the Shiurim of Rapop and Ravuna Breda Avishua, De Ma'ayin and Divya Agoda. So let's see what they have to say about why it's called Sinai. De Ravchiz De Rabbe Breda Ravuna Damit Avayu, My Har Sinai. Why is it called Har Sinai? Har Sheyordo Sinai La'akum Olav. It's the mountain that came about anti-Semitism, so to speak. The sinner from the Akum that they have in Klal Yisrael was goofy because of the Torah, because of the Har Sinai, where they received the Torah. That's when Yordo Sinai La'akum. It's not going to make a difference. It's not going to change. There's a metzias of sinner from the Akum to from the Umas Olam to Klal Yisrael because they were not given the Torah. We were given the Torah. That's what's called Har Sinai. The sinner that's Yordo La'akum La'olam. Zok the Gemara v'hainu to Omer Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina. Chamisha shemes yesh loy. There's five names to Midbar Sinai. One is called Midbar Tzin. Ashen itztav Yisrael olav. They received the Torah. Loshen Tzin, Tzivui. Midbar Kodesh. Why is it called Kodesh? Ashen itzkach Yisrael olav. The fact that they were niskadish on it. Midbar Kdemois. Why is it called Kdemois? Shenit no Kduma olav. the Keduma. Keduma means the Torah. Torah was 974 Torahs before Ma'ase Bereishis. It was already there. So it was Kodum L'Ma'ase Bereishis. The Keduma was given on it. Midbar Poron. It's called Midbar Poron. Daf Beites Amud Beis. Zog the Gemara. Shepor V'Rovu Aleo Yisrael. Kol Yisrael was Zeichet to Pir V'Givya afterwards. After Matan Torah, where the Ebeshe said, Shvulachem Lo'aleichem. And it was Zeichet to Ben Zohar. So it was a mountain that was Zeichet to Pir V'Givya afterwards. Midbar Sinai. Shiyodah Sinai La'akum Olav. The Umas Ha'olam had a Sinai to Kol Yisrael because of the Torah that was given on Midbar Sinai. Umash Shmoy. And how is it L'maisa called? Choyrev Shmoy. Zog the Gemara. Upligi de Rabavo. This argues in Rabavo. Why? Because Rabavo said Har Sinai Shmoy. The Ikka name is Har Sinai. V'lomnik harchayv. So what's the pshat in chayrev? Sheyoda churba la'akum olav. There was a churban that fell upon the Umas Olam because of it, because they did not receive the Torah, and that was the churba. That's their fate. They're not the Aman Nifchar. So it's a churban le Umas Olam olav. The Ramban says in Pasha Zayis Abrocha, on the posuk of Uratzoyin Sheikh Nisneh, that the reason why it's called Har Sinai is because the snare grows all around it. And the snare all around is Har Sinai, and that's why it's called Har Sinai, because of the snare. There's taka on the stones of Har Sinai, supposedly there's a snare, a picture of a snare. But the Ramban says it's called Sinai because of the snare that's soviv around Har Sinai. We'll stop over here, the top of Peites Omid Beis.